Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're continuing our discussion with Dr. Steve Wellum through his systematic theology today in chapter 16. Last time we looked through the first part of that chapter, and here we deal with various contemporary challenges with regard to the doctrine of God. We pick up first, I think, with this panentheism. In this next section of your book, you give us some specific alternatives to the biblical view of God. You highlight the better known ones like atheism, agnosticism, deism, pantheism. I suspect panentheism is one that's going to be a little new for most of our, many of our readers anyway. So what is panentheism? What are its varieties? And what does the Bible, does the Bible have any place at all in the thinking and grounding of panentheism?
Right. Yeah, so here I'm just looking at distortions of who God is, denials of God, different other conceptions of God, and you know, just giving some sense of vocabulary to people when, you know, when you hear deism, what's deism? When you hear polytheism, what is this? What is pantheism, and so on? Probably the more prevalent term to refer to panentheism has been more pantheism. And when you read some of the older theologians, I'm thinking particularly here of Herman Bavinck and Gerhardus Voss. I mean, they reduce everything to either Christian theology or pantheism, right? And they use this term pantheism to be all embracing and so on. And you could do it that way. I don't think it's accurate because pantheism technically makes God and the world exactly the same. Yeah. So that, you know, there's all, you know, pantheism. Francis Schaeffer used to say it's pan everythingism because he said that theism conveys some personal note, but in pantheism, everything is impersonal, but it's spiritual, so that everything is one. And that kind of view is reflected in some world religions, Hinduism and so on. Even then they have individual gods and this type of thing, but it's more of an Eastern kind of a view. But panentheism is, I think, much more the more accurate, predominant view in opposition to Christian theology that's been through the ages. And it basically, if you just take the word pan, all, so all of the world, en, pan en is in, and then theism is in God. So now you have, you do not have a creator-creature distinction. So God alone, as the triune God, exists independent of the world. There he has existed from eternity. The world came about in time, or the creation of time and space is bound up with the creation of the world and creatures and so on. And the creation is not God. God is independent, self-sufficient. He is a being as creator and Lord unto himself. He's not on a scale of being where there's the created realm and he's just at the top of the scale. No, God is God and everything else is creation. And then we then have to talk about, you know, the kind of created order that we have all the way from rocks and trees to humans. So that there in Christian theology, we speak about a two-level view of reality. There's God and then there's the created order. And even in Christology, where the Son of God assumes a human nature, there's two natures, and those natures are not blended. They're not mixed together because the creator and the creature are two different beings, two different realities. So panentheism wants to then say that the world all is in God and that God is greater than the world. So it's not a complete identification of God in the world, but there's some kind of distinction. When you identify God in the world, such as in pantheism, you lose all basis for distinctions. You lose all basis for truth, right and wrong, in terms of morality, truth and error. I mean, those are distinctions, but if everything's the same, then there are no differences. So it's a very difficult view to sustain, but panentheism will, and there's varieties of it, but ultimately have this mutual codependent relation of God and the world the world, usually there are versions of panentheism that have some kind of creation, but not many. Those are usually distortions, the use of Christian theology and bringing that to bear. But you normally have an eternal world, an eternal God, yet there is, the world is in God. So there's a mutual relation between the two. And it's shown up in the history of thought. There's a good book that was written just called Panentheism, and I refer to it, that that lays out the history of this. In Western thought, Hegel, George Hegel,